Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Out on location on our spotlight at Sheffield, we're at Quaker Steak and Lube. Matt Douglas smashing wings and fries. I smashed chicken and waffles. And Jim Vandermark with Vandermark Jewelers joining us now. And boy, Jim, you've got a number of different items to choose from, my friend. We're going to help you out here and give you a little cheat sheet.
Those are the cheat sheet on the menu?
Yeah, that's it. Those are the chef-inspired
the
selection.
My God, the meatloaf dinner and, if not, a sandwich.
You can and there's do, another side to that,
and
too.
Hold on here. Country fried steak is
yeah.
great.
Yeah.
And you say those chicken and waffles were awesome. Huh?
Outstanding.
He enjoyed those, yeah.
Outstanding.
Quaker Steak, they do a nice job out here. They're community-driven. They do a lot of things. Of course, they have a big car show on that Sunday nights every year in the every week in the summer. And they bring people from all over the place. And so they do a nice job, nice community job.
You rolled in here about 10 minutes ago as Matt was getting ready to do his news, and that told me that you were a very, very busy man today, as I imagine you would be, but we were talking about, a half hour or so ago. Yeah. We said, you know, Jim's got to be crazy busy today. But knowing how our gender works, you're probably going to be even busier tomorrow.
I think you might be right. You finally figured yourself out, didn't you?
Well, I figured our gender out.
Oh, yes, not myself, personally. Right, right. I bought my wife's Valentine's Day present 2 weeks ago.
Wow,
right.
Impressive.
Right. So just give us an idea as to what that day is like for you, because you know, I think everybody goes into this thing with an idea as to what they want to buy, but nobody truly knows until they walk into your shop, which is absolutely gorgeous. I've been there several times, and I can say firsthand, I've been to Jim's place. I know how great it is. I know how wonderful it is. And I think when you walk into that environment, you're never totally sure what you're going to get. Do you find yourself suggesting more often than not, or do you get a lot of customers that come in knowing exactly what they want to get on Valentine's Day?
I'd say you do a lot more suggesting as my guest. Sometimes they have an idea of maybe a range they want to be in dollar-wise. Sometimes they have an idea of whether they want a necklace or a ring or something of that nature. But really, they're looking for you. I always tell our girls and stuff, they're looking for you to help them get that gift that's going to go wow, that she's going to look at them and, oh, that's so cool. And then obviously take the credit for it. And I always tell them, if you don't get the credit and she doesn't like it, then blame it on me. Well, that guy at the jewelry store picked it out for me.
That's good.
Yeah, so you never want to take blame when you don't have to.
But let me write that down.
Yeah, write that down. Yeah. Jim did it if she doesn't like it. So there's no doubt about it that I think a good portion of our customers come in with needing help again. You know, and guys surprises me, and the girls don't quite get it. They're intimidated by the jewelry store, just like we are when we walk in a fabric shop or a bridal store or something of that nature. We're like, I can't touch anything. But yeah, we feel very at home in a sports store or a golf store or a gun shop or something like that. It's just the opposite in jewelry store. So I always tell our girls, especially Christmas time, a lot at Valentine's Day, when we see the guys that aren't as much regulars as some of the others, treat them a little kid gloves, welcome them in. This is their house. Find out what they're looking for. Educate them a little bit. Let them know that you're going to gift wrap it and they're going to be the hero. And it usually works out pretty well. But that's the nice thing about a mom and pop shop like ours. And so then we've got items anywhere from, I don't know, $10, $15 on up, obviously, to $10,000 or $15,000. But we're able to hit every price point that everybody wants.
Yeah. That's fascinating you say, because I was going back to something thinking about when I bought my wedding band, and one of the things I was dead set on was the fact that I didn't want diamonds in the wedding band. And then somebody pointed out, I like the multicolor. And they said, well, black diamonds kind of do that as well. And I ended up buying one that has black diamonds in it. So it's almost, I can't shop for myself for jewelry, I think, sometimes because of that instance. So it must be tough to shop for somebody else. And that's where you guys kind of come in and help. I mean, not only you help me get that kind of ring for myself, but for the other person.
Yeah, you try to give a little guidance where you can, and you always want to remember that in any situation, the customer is in charge. It's their desires and thoughts and processes, and you want to help them through that. My method is just to show them everything, and then, of course, when you see they do or don't like something, take away the things they don't like to help unconfuse the situation. So I'll usually end up, if I'm showing rings, with a couple rings, half dozen rings out on the counter instead of six trays. Because if they're still surrounded with every paint swath or color material you can choose from, nobody can make a decision very well. And even guys, we can't either. So again, the theory of it is show, tell, show and tell. and then find out what excited them, go back to that and kind of look at it, but make it comfortable for them and have a good time with it. But to me, that's the biggest thing. And know that everything that we do is exchangeable or returnable or refundable or whatever they want. It's made for good fun. It's made for good business. We just celebrated 15 years in business last year.
Oh, congrats. So,
thanks. Nice. I appreciate that. Yeah, I've been at it too long. I started when I was 15 years old, actually, so I've been at it for 30-plus years, but as far as our store itself was 15 last year, so it's been good.
Well, tell you what, everybody asks, you know, is there like a seasonal item? I mean, for Valentine's Day, I don't really know that anything's really seasonal, is it? Because everybody wants something different on Valentine's Day, but is there something that's commonly requested more often than not this time of year? Is it more rings? Is it more necklaces? Or are there certain other items that you find suggesting this time of the year?
For Valentine's Day, not necessarily, it doesn't seem like. You still do a few engagements because engagements and Valentine's Day kind of go hand in hand. So we've got a few of those in the mix right now that people either picked up that are giving it, or even this weekend or different things like that because they have plans. You know, when Valentine's Day falls on a Wednesday in the middle of the week, it's tough for a lot of us working folks to figure out what we're going to do. So a lot of people have booked this weekend as a little getaway or last weekend, things of that nature. I would say necklaces seem to sell very well. You'll always get an uptick in hearts this time of year, a little more heart jewelry, and then rings. It probably seems the least for bracelets and earrings, as where bracelets and earrings go real well at Christmas time. Don't know exactly why that is, but I think we sell more Valentine's. Christmas is still a bigger holiday for the jeweler, in my opinion, than is. So you see a big line at the chocolate shop tomorrow and a big line at the flower store. But you will still have a nice traffic flow, which we appreciate. Sometimes it's the guy that maybe didn't get something for Christmas for, or they bought electronics or something instead, that comes back and does a Valentine's Day jewelry present, just to make sure that he gets those hero points too, because jewelry does give you more hero points than electronics.
It does. Hero points.
Hero
like
points.
That.
Exactly.
It's on a different scale now. No
yes,
question
it's
about
on a
that.
Different scale. No doubt about it. Yeah, jewelry is one of those things that, you know, you don't plug in, you don't need in life, but you just, because you're loved, you get it. And that's the fun part about our business, is that it is one of those gifts that doesn't necessarily, you don't need to eat, breathe, live, or sleep on. But when you get it, it means someone really cares about you and they bought you a nice piece of jewelry. So,
you were telling us earlier that you guys have a number of different items that range from 10 to 20 to 30 bucks to $10,000 to $15,000. Everybody asks me, you know, if I'm looking for a last minute item, if I'm going to spend 20, 30 bucks on a Valentine's Day gift, what do I get? And one of the things I always think of is, well, I'm not necessarily sure what's available for 20 or 30 bucks, mm-hmm. but if I go to someone like you, I know that you could always suggest something great to me for 20 or 30 bucks, which, as you just mentioned, A, it's affordable. B, it's a wonderful deal. What lady doesn't like a wonderful deal? If you tell her about the deal that you got, they love you even more if they get something that they really love. What are some of the things you guys have that are on that affordable scale?
So one of the things that we've done real well with is our freshwater pearl bracelets. It's a freshwater pearl on a cuff bracelet with crystals that's an expandable cuff. And they're $25, and they're genuine pearls. And that has just been a fun bracelet because it's one side fits all, and they just boom, slip. Another one is our Renaissance glass out of Asheville, North Carolina. So it's American made. Made right down just outside of Asheville, and it's just beautiful, beautiful multiple kiln-fired glass product that we have in bracelets, earrings, pendants, and those are all from $15 to $30 range, I guess you'd say. Our opal-like pendants run usually anywhere from $25, $30 on up to about $50, and that our customers just love the opal-like as far as that goes. So there are quite a few gifts in that price range for us, and then, of course, a number of things in the $40, $50. Right now in the $50 range, one of the hottest sellers is a necklace called Moonglow, and it's actually the date or whatever date you choose, but it has the moon phase on the date you choose. So most people use a birth date. So we look it back, and the book goes back to 1919 and tells us what the phase of the moon was for, say, your birthday. So let's say that Matt was born in February 14th of 1965. It'll tell his birth date, and it'll tell what moon he was born under. If you were born under a waning crescent, I know that's, you're a lot younger than that, Matt.
Was
I just
close,
wanted
yeah.
the worker. Oh, was it fairly close?
Yeah, it was,
you're probably 68
somewhere,
or 69?
Yeah, somewhere around that.
Yeah, okay.
Getting ready for retirement here.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Or are you 24?
Yes, that's it. That's
all right,
the one.
So you were born in 87. So you get that, the moon glow, and the moon glow, and we wouldn't get one for you anyway. That'd be a little feminine. But the moon glow tells the moon that they were born under, and then it almost like a horoscope tells basically about your personality. and it gets a card and you write the date on it, and the card goes with the Moon Glow present. And they have just been so much fun, and the girls get them, and then they're buying them for their daughters, and they're buying them for their moms and their girlfriends. And so Moon Glow has been a real popular thing all of a sudden, and they do them in a bangle bracelet or they do them in a necklace, and they're $50. So that's been another great gift that has some meaning to it.
I've got to ask you this too.
Please.
I say this half joking, half serious. How often do you get people coming in the day after Valentine's Day? Guys who are thinking, I swung and missed yesterday, or I've totally forgot yesterday. Thursdays are the days you guys are open the longest, too.
Right.
So I think it actually kind of works out in your favor really well this year. That's the day you guys are open longest. How many of those do you get, guys coming in the day after Valentine's Day, after they forgot about it the day before?
Well, you do get quite a few, believe it or not, that always miss the day. It just seems like America anymore. And one of the things that we would have the answer for tomorrow, or we might hear, is, well, we're not celebrating it till this weekend.
Ah, okay.
That's good.
Okay. Yeah, so we're going away this weekend, or I'm taking her out to dinner Saturday night or something like that. And, of course, we're just smiling, and that's fine because he's still getting his hero points just a little late. Sure. One of the ones I had this year was an interesting, we did an anniversary ring for their 35th wedding anniversary 9 months late.
That's interesting.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. It's an interesting way to do it, I guess.
Didn't know exactly what he should get her, this, that, this, and that, and then finally decided on something and then gave it to her. It still went off well. He still turned out a hero, but I don't know if I would have been that lucky.
Yeah, I can tell you, I know I wouldn't have been that lucky.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know where I stand on that.
How does that, 9 months later?
Yeah, 9 months.
For the anniversary gift, yeah.
Yeah, 35th. And so, when he came in to get the gift, we looked, we talked, we had fun, and then he told me about it, and it was like, wow. So when was it? Oh, 9 months ago. Okay, I'd like to meet your wife. Does she have a sister?
How did he do that?
Wow. How do you get away with that? Yeah.
Well, I was just going to say, what about from the other end? Do you have women coming in looking for jewelry for men this time of year? What are they looking
there's
for?
There's always a few. Guys are starting to get back into jewelry. We're seeing the wedding bands you talked about with the black diamonds. And now we're seeing tungsten, titanium, cobalt, chromes, Damascus steel, alyssum, which is diamonds. Meteorite. Did you look at the meteorite ring, Bull?
I sure did. No, yeah. I saw a whole host of these things when my fiance and I went to Jim's place 2 weeks ago. And what Jim told me, see, this is why Jim's awesome. We're sitting there looking at these different wedding bands, and he brings over a book. He points this one. He goes, I think you'll like this one here. It was a baseball one. It was a baseball wedding band. It was fantastic.
That's cool.
You know, my fiance put the kibosh on it.
He got shot down a little. I've been there.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. But it was. It had the baseball right across the band. It had the stitching of the baseball. And I thought that'd be perfect for him. Well, you know, and if a guy wants to wear his band and he's excited about talking about it, what else does the woman want?
Right.
I mean, I would think that they would be thrilled that the guy's excited to wear his band. Oh, man, I got to put my ring on because I think it's so cool. I mean, that's you know, if you like the car you drive or if you like the clothes you wear, you're going to be excited about it. You want to put on. And so old wedding bands were just kind of dull and boring. They were just a plain gold band, and the guy was kind of like, I got to wear that. So I think we've come a long way in the fact that we're doing it. So we start to see men's jewelry coming back. It does go in streaks. The gold chains, the kids are starting to ask for, the ballplayer kids and stuff like that. I guess that's made a big comeback. So I've had a lot of young men in. The only challenge with it right now is gold's expensive. Mm-hmm. So gold is $1,330 an ounce for an ounce of pure gold. So it makes a nice heavy gold rope chain $1,000 or $2,000 for a nice chain. And so the budget isn't quite going along with it. But the kids are actually going back to wanting yellow gold. So I'm lucky we have some beautiful estate ones, so the value on them is real good. But the guys are starting to get back into it.
Sure. Very cool stuff.
When you think about jewelry and guys, originally, if you go way back in the history books, jewelry was mostly worn by kings.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense.
Sure. The king, all-powerful, and had scepters made out of rubies and emeralds and stuff, and the queens didn't have a lot of jewelry at one point. And if you were, you know, you had knights to fight your battles and stuff, and so the king, all adorned in jewels, was basically showed the power, and jewelry was a sign of power if you go all the way back. So there's a bunch of talks out there. We did biblical gems talks once. And so, you know, amethyst, which is the birthstone for this month.
Yeah.
Fitting we're sitting in Quaker Steak and Lube. Amethyst is the stone thought to prevent intoxication.
Oh, wow.
All right? So the story goes that the church had parishioners who were getting drunk on the communal wine because they were drinking too much of the communal wine. So the church had a chalice commissioned to be made out of pure amethyst. Well, when the chalice arrived, of course, you've seen amethyst before. It's purple.
Uh-huh.
So when the chalice arrived, they filled it with 3/4 water, and 25% communal wine. So the parishioners could drink, and never get intoxicated. Amethyst became the stone thought to prevent intoxication. Biblical myths, but nonetheless, you understand why. So
that's crazy.
Very good stuff.
Fun.
Good
so we've
history.
Probably used up all our time, haven't we?
Hey, it's a pleasure to have you on here, as always, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
And we are actually
this
up against
almost
the
over, yeah.
Before we get kicked out. Hey. I appreciate it, gentlemen.
Jim Vandenberg, Vandenberg Jewelers. Always a pleasure, my friend.
Always a pleasure, gentlemen.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having me out. I'll go try chicken and waffles.
Hey, sounds good.
I can't go wrong, right?
You're wrong, right?
I know you wouldn't. Thank you, gentlemen. Have a great night.
Appreciate it,
too. Thank you.